Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp, actionable insights for marketing professionals who want to stay ahead of the curve. Today, we're diving into the latest stories shaping the media, marketing, and technology landscapes, from the rebirth of local news to the rise of experience as the new product. Let's get into it. First up, let's talk about the resurgence in evening news ratings, as reported by Adweek. The week of May 18th was a strong one for the big three evening news programs, ABC, NBC, and CBS, all of which avoided declines in viewership. Notably, CBS Evening News with Tony Dokupol had a standout week, especially in the coveted adults 25 to 54 demo, where it posted double-digit percentage gains and crossed the 4 million total viewers mark for the first time in weeks. According to Nielsen's Live Plus same-day data, ABC World News Tonight led with 8.187 million total viewers and 966,000 in the demo, up 4% from the previous week and a striking 14% year-over-year. NBC Nightly News, anchored by Tom Lamers, came in second with 6.093 million total viewers and 867,000 in the demo, narrowing its gap with ABC in the demo and posting a 6% year-over-year increase in total viewers. CBS, meanwhile, was up 6% in total viewers and a whopping 21% in the demo compared to the previous week, and up 10% in the demo year-over-year. These numbers highlight not just the enduring relevance of network news, but also the fierce competition for younger, more advertiser-friendly audiences. Shifting over to cable news, Adweek also reports that the week leading into Memorial Day was a mixed bag for the major networks. Fox News held onto its lead in total day viewership, averaging 1.5 million, but saw a slight decline in the demo during the day, even as it grew 2% in the demo during primetime. MS Now, formerly MSNBC, saw a modest 2% UPTICK in total primetime viewers but took a 7% hit in the demo. CNN, meanwhile, actually lost 10% of its total primetime viewers but increased its demo audience by 4%. Looking at year-over-year numbers, Fox News was down across the board, while MS Now and CNN both posted significant gains. CNN, in particular, saw a 55% increase in total primetime viewers and a 64% jump in the demo. Fox News still dominates the most watched cable news shows, with the five leading the pack and 13 of the top 15 slots. MS Now's The Rachel Maddow Show and The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, along with CNN's Newsnight with Abby Phillip, round out the top 15. The shifting numbers reflect ongoing volatility in cable news, with audiences moving between networks and demos becoming ever more crucial for advertisers and programming decisions. Next, let's look at how the very concept of product is changing in marketing. In a thought-provoking piece from Adweek, we're reminded that in our fragmented media landscape, the experience itself is now the product. Audiences are craving real-world, emotionally resonant experiences, whether that's attending a major sporting event, an exclusive brand pop-up, or a once-in-a-lifetime concert. The article points to examples like the Masters, where the ritual, atmosphere, an exclusivity of being there in person create a cultural moment that transcends the sport itself. Luxury brands, too, think Ralph Lauren, Dior, and Rode, are transforming their retail spaces into immersive, gallery-like environments. Even music tours are now designed as cultural events, not just performances. While AI will help personalize and streamline these experiences, the article argues that it's the human elements, the shared emotions, the surprise interactions, that people remember and return for. For CMOS, the challenge is to design experiences that foster true belonging and emotional connection, prioritizing meaning and memorability over mere reach. The ultimate takeaway: fans don't just want a seat, they want a story. Brands that deliver on this will win loyalty and advocacy in the years ahead. Now, let's talk about the business of local news and how AI is changing the game. According to Adweek, Axios Local is making a bold bet that artificial intelligence can help make local news profitable. After a pause in expansion in 2023 due to missed revenue targets, Axios Local has resumed growth and now aims to be in 43 markets by year's end, with a long-term goal of 100. The key to their renewed momentum is an expanded partnership with OpenAI, which provides both funding and access to AI tools that streamline content production and localization. Axios is now able to enter smaller markets with just one reporter, using technology to group these into local supersystems for greater efficiency. Reporters are equipped with AI-powered platforms that automate tasks like data visualization and even adapt stories for different communities. While Axios Local isn't yet profitable as a whole, it has several profitable markets and is hitting margin benchmarks. There's still debate about whether this model truly addresses the local news crisis, since it doesn't invest heavily in traditional beat reporting. However, the approach is undeniably innovative, using AI to lower costs, scale quickly, and potentially create a new economic model for local journalism. Finally, a quick update on key marketing leadership moves this week, courtesy of Adweek. OpenAI has brought on Colin Fleming, previously of ServiceNow, as CMO for its business unit, a clear signal that the company is ramping up its enterprise marketing efforts as it looks to expand beyond core AI products. Meanwhile, CNN is consolidating its brand and growth marketing under a single organization, with Anna Frost stepping in as the new head of marketing for CNN Worldwide. These moves reflect a broader trend of marketing organizations seeking to unify brand and performance strategies, and the growing importance of enterprise-focused marketing as AI and media companies look to scale their influence. That wraps up today's edition of The Brief. From the evolving metrics of media success to the redefinition of what a product means in 2026, it's clear that the landscape is shifting beneath our feet. Whether you're reimagining experiences, leveraging AI for local impact, or navigating the latest leadership changes, staying informed is half the battle. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights to keep you sharp.